Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing just swell. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. An interesting thing happened yesterday. I got up like I always do on Saturdays to go do lawn work and put socks on and went down the stairs, and about halfway down my feet came out from under me and went down the rest of the stairs on my hip.
Oh my God.
So I'm laying down at the bottom of the steps. Like, immediately I'm like, okay, I can wiggle my toes, I can move my legs, fingers seem to be working. So my, for some reason, I've done this like every Saturday for the last year of just like going down the stairs in these socks. And for some reason yesterday, just completely wiped out. So my butt's a little sore this morning, but you know, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you check the steps and make sure nobody greased them up for you?
Yeah, I was pretty sure.
You've got insurance, right?
Yeah. But, it was quite the day yesterday.
Well, at least you didn't break anything.
No, not, well, I might have broken a toe, because I have a toe that, like, really hurts. God. And since,
well, is it black and blue?
A little bit, yeah. And since they don't really do anything for broken toes, like, I decided that I wasn't gonna go to the urgent care or anything.
Yeah, waste the copay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
wow,
that was fun. It was different.
Well, you're getting to that advanced age.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel fortunate that I didn't break anything or, you know, anything like that. I just, yeah, as soon as I went down, I was like, you know, there's that moment of like, did I hurt myself? Am I in shock? What's going on? And then I came to realize that I was like, no, I feel like I'm okay. I'm probably going to be sore, but let's just deal with this and see what happens.
Was anybody else home to hear the thud?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, nobody cared. It's fine. Is what it is.
I guess.
So how are you? How's things down in Florida?
Oh God, what's the word? What's the word I want to use? Fucked up?
Yeah. Did you catch any kind of disease from anybody recently? Because, you know, Florida seems to be going that way.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. But I did see a ad on the television with the local sheriff explaining that you will not be able to open carry at Walt Disney World or any other private business that so states it.
Oh, good.
He said, now, open carry means it could be in a holster on your hip, it could be on your shoulder, it could be an AR-15 slung over your shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, and this is normal now, huh? Okay. Yeah.
Why does anybody need to carry an AR-15 in public?
Because they have an incredibly tiny penis.
I mean, that's the way it seems, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And it's just been a weird news week. Did you hear about the scuba diving thief?
I did. I was going to ask you about this. So down at Downtown Disney, some dude in like scuba gear like would come up and like steal things off people's plates. Is that what was going on, or like out of their purses?
No. He swam up to this restaurant at Disney Springs called Paddlefish, which looks like an old steamboat.
Okay.
He somehow found some place to stash his wetsuit and scuba gear. And he found two employees in the manager's office counting cash from the day.
Oh.
And there's video of him painting over a security camera.
Oh, okay.
It's very bizarre.
Wow.
It's very bizarre. The guy's wearing like a maybe it's his scuba gear because it's black and blue sleeves. But he's got like swim goggles on, and he's got a small can of spray paint in his hand, and it's positioned right on the camera lens to spray it, you know, to shoot it, to cover it.
Yeah.
Wow. But no one was hurt. One account said he told the two employees to like turn around and go stand over there, and then another account said that he tied them up. And then he put on his scuba gear and he swam away, and they have not seen him since.
Wow.
So bizarre. And it was for $10,000.
Good God.
Like, desperate did you times. Think this was like, you know, I guess. It's incredibly bizarre. But yeah. And then we had an injury at Universal's new theme park.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was more than an injury, right?
Well, yeah, he died.
Didn't that dude die? Yeah.
He did die. 32-year-old guy was on the new Stardust Racers roller coaster last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And when he got off, when the ride stopped, he was unresponsive, and they took him to the hospital and they pronounced him dead.
Well, because nobody dies at theme parks in Florida.
That's right. He sustained multiple blunt impact injuries. But there's another news story that showed a photo of this guy, and he's in a wheelchair because of a prior spinal injury.
I saw the picture of the dude in the wheelchair.
It's like, why was he allowed on the ride? I don't get it.
Maybe he's one of those dudes that like could walk to some degree and got out of the wheelchair and got on the ride.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it is, it was like, I thought that the multiple injuries was caused from him like passing out and then being jolted around on the ride.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, why? I mean, maybe they were just like, do you feel comfortable getting on this ride? And he was like, yeah. And then it fucking killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
Like what? The people in wheelchairs.
Well,
die on roller coasters.
Well, no, that there are people who decide that they spent their money to get into these theme parks and they're going to get on the ride no matter what, and you know their bodies can't handle it. I mean, there are reasons why there are those signs. Like the warning signs before you get on a ride.
Right.
And I can't, like, I got to imagine that more often than not, like, they're sustaining injuries that, you know, maybe they're not aware of until later on or whatever. And this one just killed the dude.
But I mean, there are signs on every roller coaster saying that, you know, pregnant women, mm-hmm. and if you have a back injury, and all these people who shouldn't be allowed to ride.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's
he was there with his girlfriend. I mean, imagine how the hell she feels.
I was going to make a bad joke, but I won't. I'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's definitely like people need to understand that, like, when you see a sign on something, whether it be a roller coaster or anything. Like there's a reason that those signs are there. When you see, like, if you feel like you have diarrhea, don't get into the pool. It's because somebody had diarrhea in the pool. They're just not putting that up there because they hope that nobody will shit in the pool. Somebody shit in the pool.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to take that shit with a grain of salt, especially if you're in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Anything new and exciting with you?
No, just falling down the stairs.
Oh, nice.
That's how I roll, right down the steps.
Head first?
No, it was feet first. Fortunately. Okay. I always fear going down head now, first.
If you had gone down, well, you did go down feet first. You didn't just like leap up at the bottom and say, I'm okay.
No, because it was one of those things like I felt my feet go, and then the next thing I knew, I was at the bottom. Like, that's how fast it happened. Mm. Like it was just okay. And then I just laid there for a second and wiggled my toes to make sure I could.
Well, glad you're okay.
Thanks.
Of course, you could have milked it.
No, I can't. It's not the way it works.
No. Nope. All right. Not the way it works.
Nope.
Well.
So what did you watch this week? Anything good?
So I caught up on Only Murders.
Yeah. How do you feel about the season?
Damn, this show is so good. It's like, I don't understand how they can keep it up.
Yeah, it's just brilliant writers.
I mean, 4 episodes in a row, and none of it was like, oh, they're just rehashing something from one of the last 4 seasons. They're just coasting through now. And it's like, no.
Yep.
You know, they've got great guest stars, Christopher Waltz, Renee Zellweger, and she looks weird. Too much to her face.
Yeah, her face doesn't move when she talks.
Yeah. Well, when I first saw her, it's like, I guess she's doing like a Martha Stewart impression.
Something like that. She's supposed to be like the Martha Stewart billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, in that world.
Right.
I had to look up the other guy. I didn't know who the other guy was. The younger guy with the missing finger.
Yeah. I had no idea who he was.
Yeah, I mean, he played Percy Jackson in the movies. Was like,
oh,
like the biggest thing that I watched up until that point was like Percy Jackson. So, you know, take with that what you will.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, there was that exchange. I don't remember what episode it was in because I watched the first 3 all together. Where they're sitting there and they were talking about cocaine.
Okay.
And, oh God, what's his name? Oh my God. Not Steve Martin. Martin Short. He looks down and he goes, God, I miss cocaine. And Steve Martin was behind him. He goes, yeah, I know you do. Like, it was just so off the cuff and like, but fit the characters perfectly that I was like, I was crying laughing because of how well, you know, they're like, they work together and all of the stuff that they were doing, the story's really good. And it's just done so well.
Yeah. The whole secret nightclub underneath the building that nobody knew about.
Yeah. And they even bring back Paul Rudd as the voice of Lester, the robot.
Right, the robot.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things that I look really forward to during the week now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I loved when they went back to the 70s, the 80s, the flashbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. And like they played themselves, but just younger.
Right. But with like bad wigs and they weren't like, you know, it wasn't like AI.
No. They were just like, this is us. Just put on the brown wig. Just roll with it. And they repurposed. Yeah. I don't know if you caught it, but in this latest episode, when Steve Martin is showing Christoph Waltz how to cook, they play a clip from Regis and Kelly, which was clearly Steve Martin was there to promote something. And it cuts away, and then you hear a voiceover, and it's clearly Steve Martin, but it's a really bad Regis impression. And I was like, all right, that's funny.
Yeah,
they're just whatever they were in. All right, yeah, let's use that. It's fine. What else did you watch?
Peacemaker.
Yeah, how do you feel about this week's Peacemaker?
I see where they're going.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it's going to end up because, like, the people in his own reality, like, his reality.
Yeah.
The one that he's, you know, escaping from.
That he left.
Have kind of all turned on him. Or at least that's what it's looking like. But he's going to, you know, the reality where his father's still alive and he's a hero and okay, this will be interesting. We'll see where it goes.
Did you see, okay, what was the last thing that you saw from Peacemaker?
I saw the after credits,
which was
I don't remember.
What was the last thing you saw of Michael Rooker?
Oh, he's getting attacked by the eagle.
Okay. Because the end of this episode is basically his friends coming and saying, we got to get him back. And him and Eagly are now in the other dimension with the dad and the brother.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure you're caught up.
Yeah. The episodes do seem to be getting shorter, though.
Yeah, but I think there's a reason for that. I think we're up to the episode that they wouldn't give to the press early.
Okay.
So I think the next couple of episodes are going to have some major, like, cameos and shit in it.
Oh, okay.
And I think we're gonna see some like actual DC people.
Oh,
so
okay.
That should be good.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about John Cena's acting ability?
He does well with this character.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like it's the same character he's playing anytime he's on the screen.
I think he does better with Peacemaker than a lot of the other things that I've seen him in. There was that movie he did with
Peacemaker is actually good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where he was like a bodyguard and he was more like his WWE character than Peacemaker. I think he's kind of stretched with Peacemaker. And I think that is because James Gunn is pushing him in the role, as opposed to just letting him, you know, just slide because he's a famous dude.
Right, right. You know, letting The Rock be The Rock because he's The Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Although I guess now he's, The Rock is trying to change that with this new thing that he's in.
But he's still playing a wrestler.
Well, a UFC fighter. But at least now Whatever. He doesn't look like himself.
Yeah.
You know, he's actually like transformed just a little bit. But yeah, I mean, James Gunn has given me a lot of hope for DC just in the past couple of years.
Right.
Because when I saw the pictures of the new Superman like last year, I really had my doubts because of the suit and the way that it all looked. And then I watched the movie and I was like, all right, I really dig this. So I'm cautiously optimistic with anything that he's in. And because he runs DC, I'm a little bit more optimistic now of like who he can get into these episodes.
Right.
Because it's not just whoever, like, you know, the thing with the finale last year where it was Jason Momoa and Ezra Miller showed up, but they had to put everybody else in like darkness and stuff. And
right,
you know, apparently on Superman, he got people together and was like, hey, do you want to be in Peacemaker? We'll shoot it on the weekends. And they were able to, shoot a bunch of shit that way.
Right.
So yeah, I really enjoy that show too.
Yeah. We also found out that one of the characters is a cyborg.
Yes, she's apparently she was in a bad car accident and they rebuilt her.
They had the technology.
Yes. $6 million woman.
Yep. Bionic woman.
Yes.
The character also has a connection to Batman. I don't know if we'll see Batman show up, but
I don't know if they've decided who's going to be the Batman yet.
I thought, what's his name was?
Who?
Or another Batman.
Well, apparently the DCU Batman is going to be different from, what's his name?
Matt Reeves?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because that version of Batman is too dark, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah.
So they were going more for something that would fit into like the Superman aesthetic, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I know that, who did they say? Alan Richardson, who plays Reacher.
Right.
He was also Hawk in Titans, but I guess he has made a case to James Gunn personally that he would like to be the DCU version of Batman. And, you know, he's willing to kind of do it for as long as that they want him to do it. Cause he understands like the appeal of that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, while it would be good to have an unknown actor kind of step into that role, I do think that they could get somebody like Alan Richardson who would sit there and be like, all right, I'm yours for as long as you want me. you know, my fear with David Cornsweet is that he's going to blow up and be really popular now and then decide, well, he wants to do other things than Superman. And then, you know, in a couple of years, he's no longer Superman. But I mean, they wouldn't have to muscle pad the Batman suit.
Yeah, right. But I mean, Richardson is pretty big now. Like physically.
Yeah.
He's really bulked up.
Yeah, and I mean, that could play to Batman. That Ben Affleck did that. Not as big as Alan Richardson, yeah. But he did bulk up for, you know, being in the suit. I think the days of skinny Batman.
That could be interesting. Wow. Oh, he was also Aquaman on Smallville.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yep.
When they were doing the, we're not going to show anybody in their super suits, but we're kind of going to show them in a super suit.
Yeah. And weren't they like hoodies? Didn't. Wasn't a couple of them
maybe
in, like,
he
hoodies?
Had a hoodie. Yeah.
I think like Green Arrow was in a hoodie. Maybe the Flash had a red one. Let's see. Smallville Aquaman. Oh yeah. He kind of had his own suit, but they did the orange and green.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a picture that he's got like a hood that he puts up. I don't know why Smallville did that to all their superheroes.
What?
They put them. They
even
had
hoodies?
Yeah, they had hoods on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of all of them now, and it's like, yeah, except for Superman, they've all got hoods. Huh. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Did you see we're already getting a season 3 of Daredevil?
I heard that. I heard that they have greenlit season 3. So I guess Charlie Cox saying it was two and done wasn't accurate.
Yeah, right.
Although maybe he was holding that for more money and they were just like, yeah, sure, here you go.
Yeah. Of course, we have to wait until next March to get season 2.
Yeah, but it's not like other shows that take a couple of years off in between. At least they seem to be like getting them all together so that there's stuff to actually watch. Although with all the flack that Disney took over this past weekend, I know they were supposed to release the Mandalorian and Grogu trailer, I think this past Saturday, and it didn't happen. And I guess there was an internal memo at Disney that said until this thing with Jimmy Kimmel is worked out, they're not announcing anything or they're not releasing anything.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it backfired.
Yeah. So I'm wondering how that's going to affect their stuff with like all the Star Wars stuff that's supposed to come out. And you know, they released a picture of the new Starfighter production that's going on in the Mediterranean with Ryan Gosling.
That picture gave me very strong Waterworld vibes.
It did. And look, I'm kind of happy they're not back at Tatooine, because Tatooine seems to be the center of the Star Wars universe for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. That they're doing something different, that they're on water this time. But yeah, he really looks like he belongs in Waterworld.
Right.
Uh, I mean, even down to like whatever the hell he's leaning on in that picture, it looks like the, and I've seen other people say, oh, it's, they're like speeder bikes or whatever, but that looks like a crank handle to me on like the catamaran thing that, Kevin Costner was on.
Yep.
So yeah, but I dig like I like that they've gone for like clothing that doesn't look like it's found. Like I like Ryan Gosling's pants in that shot because they're like padded and like they look like custom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just don't want them to get to go like to the Army Navy surplus and get like pants from like World War II or whatever. But maybe, you know, maybe Ryan is a down and out fisherman on some backwater planet and he's got to, you know, some pilot shows up. Maybe the pilot crashes and he's got to take over for him. It's like, I haven't flown since whenever.
Maybe he plays a video game and it recruits him.
Greetings, Starfighter. You've been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Vader and the Empire Armada. Yeah.
Did you see the news that Stan Lee is going to appear at LA Comic Con?
What? As a hologram?
Yep.
Really? Why? Why are we doing that?
Because you'll pay $20 and you will get a AI conversation and photo op with the one and only Stan Lee.
That sounds terrible. Oh, I'm looking at it on Reddit.
Yep.
What? Oh my God. The first comment is, do you remember long ago when the dead were allowed to die?
It's very Max Headroom.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many responses that he's going to be able to give in real time. Remember that website that we went on a while ago with William Shatner? Where we had the conversation with William Shatner and like there was only so many canned responses. That's got to be the same thing as this. Except he didn't sit down for a couple of days to do this.
I don't know. $20 for a 3-minute one-on-one conversation intrigues me.
But you're not talking to Stan Lee.
But you're talking to the essence of Stan Lee. He's saying things that he said in real life.
Okay, so
these are from conversations he actually had.
So he's going to call you True Believer. And he's going to
end with Excelsior.
He's going to end with Excelsior and he's going to wax poetic from what he said in Mallrats about like living in the moment or whatever.
Right.
That's going to be your interaction. And the way that I can picture this is you spend your $20 and you walk up there and you'd be like, hey, True Believer, and you're going to be like, oh, Mr. Lee, tell me, what is your favorite comic book you ever worked on? And he's going to say, well, I don't really think I should tell you that, but, and then he's going to go into a canned speech, and then he's going to be like, smile for the picture, Excelsior, and then he's out. He gets beamed back to wherever he goes.
See, you just sold me.
Really?
You just sold me on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
because if this works at $20 a pop, I'm sure there are like other actors who will sell their likeness and not have to go through the agony of appearing at a con and, you know, having to talk to all these people.
So they sell you this little box thing that you set up in your house?
Yeah.
And then it's like custom cameos from like...
Oh, see, that would be even better.
Like dead people?
Yes.
I'm feeling depressed. I wish Judy Garland would show up and sing me a song. And then there's Judy Garland dressed as Dorothy.
There she is.
Yeah, man, I just don't know. I mean, granted, you and I have had some terrible experiences at Comic-Cons engaging with celebrities. But I just don't know. I'd rather have the real thing in front of me than a hologram.
Yeah, but if you can't have that hologram. I mean, if you can't have that real person in front of you.
Yeah, but then, like, people are going to pervert it into, like... Like, you know, female celebrities are going to be like, call me daddy. And then, you know, weird shit's going to come out of that. Because all this shit's going to be recorded into a database somewhere.
And they're going to use it against us.
Yeah.
And that's how Skynet was born. But imagine walking into like a confessional at your church and there's Jesus standing there. And you can talk to Jesus and he gives you absolution for your sins. You could charge thousands of bucks for that.
All right, but you know people like me are gonna be weird with that kind of shit.
I don't give a shit.
Yo, Jesus, let me see.
I'm gonna make money.
Let me see them holes in your hands. All right, yeah. Now be honest. You ever stick your dick in that hole? Like, you know that shit's gonna happen.
Oh, I suppose.
You know, would I be able to tell Jesus a joke? Would Jesus find my jokes funny? Could I
find your jokes funny?
I know, but could I tell him the joke that was in The Crow where Jesus walks into a hotel, he hands the innkeeper three nails and he asks, can you put me up for the night? Like, would he find that funny? Or will an AI Jesus tell me I'm going to hell? Because that I might be down for. Did that go too far?
Yes.
Oh.
You did. You're going straight to hell.
Okay. And? It's where all the fun people are going to be.
I suppose. It's just so hot. I mean, it's already hot where I live now.
Well, then you have then you have a lot of practice, don't you?
I guess. Can I bring my little neck fan thing? That works pretty good.
I don't think they'll allow that, but you can try. You can try to smuggle it in somehow.
Okay.
See, I think it would be more advantageous for the companies, instead of doing AI in this way, to do more of something like in Ready Player One, where you can have a physical interaction with another character that looks like the person that you're trying to meet. Even if it's like a 300-pound dude named Chuck living in his mom's basement somewhere.
You mean if it had like a fake arm that shot out and shook your hand?
No, more like, you know, so
it gave you a hug.
So because of the suits and stuff that were in Ready Player One, if somebody touched you, you could actually feel it because of the gloves and all that kind of stuff. So you could physically reach out and shake Stan Lee's hand in that instance, instead of just, you know, just talking to them.
That'll cost you $50.
Well, that would be part of like the whole Oasis thing. So, I don't know.
Apple's working on a new TV show that I'm kind of interested in.
Okay.
It's called Wild Things, and it's about Siegfried and Roy's last appearance in Las Vegas.
Oh, so it's not a remake of the Matt Dillon film from the 90s?
No.
No. Oh, okay. And do they play the? Do they say who's playing Siegfried and Roy?
No, they only say Justin Theroux is playing Steve Wynn.
Oh, okay.
Apparently it's just in pre-production.
Oh, okay.
I'd watch that.
Would you?
Yeah. There used to be a cartoon about them that was all about their white lions.
Oh, okay.
It was called Father of the Pride.
Oh.
It was amusing.
Was that a, like, Saturday morning cartoon?
No, I think it was like a Friday night cartoon.
Oh, okay.
What was it called? Yeah, Father of the Pride.
Okay. First I've heard of this, but I believe you.
Produced by Jeffrey Katzenberg and DreamWorks. Feature John Goodman, Cheryl Hines, Carl Reiner, Orlando Jones, John O'Hurley, Wendy Malick. Uh, 15 episodes, one season.
Hmm, okay. Is it streamable anywhere?
Don't think so.
Oh, lost a ton.
It was originally on NBC. Well, NBC has Peacock, doesn't it?
Yeah, but who subscribes to Peacock? Do you have Peacock?
I don't. Yeah. But since July 2020, it was available on Peacock.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Got a ton of guest talent. Gary Marshall, Dom DeLuise, Dana Gould, Jane Lynch, Julia Sweeney, David Spade, Danny DeVito, Pauly Shore, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nice.
Check it out if you want.
Okay.
Or you don't have to. Whatever.
Yeah. I'd have to get Peacock.
There are full episodes. You can go to Father of the Pride TV.
Oh, okay.
They have 76 subscribers. Now they have 77.
Oh, did you throw them a follow?
Yeah, I'll watch it again.
All right.
Although I probably haven't. There's quite a few people who have Father of the Pride on their channels.
Okay.
Well, exciting.
I will look it up.
We had a pretty big celebrity death this week.
Who died? What did I miss?
Robert Redford.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. My kid was like, hey, did you see the Marvel person died? And I was like, what Marvel person? And she was like, the guy from, what was it? Winter Soldier? And she
Winter
was,
Soldier.
I was like, no, who? And she showed me and I was like, silly rabbit. He's known for way more than just Marvel. And she was like, I know, but that's the only thing that I know him from. And I was like, that's a fault of me. That
okay, you need to sit her down and watch Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, I know. I know. There's a ton that you should
and the
watch.
Sting.
The Sting, Sneakers.
Great Gatsby.
Yeah, there's an
All
awful,
President's Men.
There's an awful lot. I know. I'm a failure.
The Natural.
I'm a failure.
Out of Africa?
I get it.
A Decent Proposal?
No, I'm not going to show her a Decent Proposal.
Why not?
Because she's 15.
Well, she's going to know she's got a price. So she doesn't get, like, you know, undersold.
She needs to know her value.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez. Here's the type of guy I never want you to marry. All right.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was a. I think the last time that I did see him in anything, though, was probably. Was it?
Endgame?
Was that his
last?
Yeah,
he's in Endgame.
That wasn't his last.
Yeah, he did a movie called The Old Man and the Gun.
Okay, I don't think I saw that.
And then he plays Lokia the Dolphin Monster in Omniboat, a fast boat Fantasia.
Okay.
2020.
I'm really surprised that somebody of his caliber only has 82 acting credits.
He's very selective.
I guess so. I guess.
Well, he's got his acting credits, and then he's got his directing credits.
Yeah, he's also a huge producer too. He produced a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I just when you think of somebody that of that caliber, you're like, oh, he was in hundreds of films, and no, he was in 82. And some of them are just like
it's
a couple of TV
100.
Shows. Yeah.
Right.
Like a lot of his early career is nothing but like single episode, you know, of
right.
TV of like Perry Mason and shit like that.
Maverick, Route 66, yeah. Alfred Hitchcock, Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Intouchables. Yeah, that's pretty much his most, a lot of his work up until 63.
Yeah.
And then he took off.
Yeah. That's a. I guess that when you think of these people, it's always more than what you're thinking they are as far as like
yeah,
the
I
amount
guess.
Of work. Because, you know, Butch Cassidy was like 1969. And then,
yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, he's done a ton of shit. And it's like, well, 82. They're just such giant roles that
more guess, than we've done.
Well, no, absolutely. More than we'll ever do.
he did several movies with Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
He was a biggie.
Yeah. He will be missed. 89, though. That's a good run, I guess. Yeah,
that's a good run for him. Yep. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else for this week?
No.
No? All right. All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and YouTube and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Hey, what's the difference between a hooker and Jesus?
What?
The look on their face when you're nailing them.